Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, start your engines because what an episode this turned out to be. And are you going to do that on, what is that? What are you doing there?
Makeup. I'm trying to look beautiful.
On the air? On the air. We're live, going out to millions and tens of millions of people.
I thought I had 30 more seconds.
Huh. You thought, okay.
Three, two, one, we're live.
Hey, everybody. Scott Butterfield. I'm all in bad guesses. I heart radio 111 Productions. I'm here with all my kids. It's Tara. It's Daniel. See me, huh?
That looks like a hot babe in a couple scenes in this, Scott. Sorry, I don't want to be weird. But you did.
I think, we'll see.
No, I'm not going to say anything. You continue.
I think, yes. Danielle, we say at the same time, or not quite at the same time, the scene where Scott, Luke, we'll say Luke, looked like
I was going to say he won the fashion moment. Dude. This episode, it was he won the moment.
I have a scene where I'm like, whoa, babe. But we'll save it. We'll save it.
The long, long, long time ago.
Creepy, sorry, creepy.
Many follicles ago.
So creepy.
But it's true. I'm sorry. Do you want me to just say it now?
Yes, just get it off your chest. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. The scene where Luke looked super babelicious for me is getting ready. So it's Luke, TJ, and Jess. Mm-hmm. They're in the apartment getting ready. Mm-hmm. And Luke's like half dressed. And I just was like, hubba, hubba.
Mm-hmm. I'm just blushing.
What was yours? What was your moment, Danielle?
No, I just thought, Luke won the fashion moment of this episode. Like, just the suit looked great. Like, and you dancing with Lorelai, I was just there's steam coming off the two of them right now.
I can't wait to talk about it. I'm giving 10 out of 10 to face acting in this one. But wait, first, did you guys all plan your outfits? Because you're all wearing the same thing. What is going on?
We did not.
Popping our collars.
This was me being lazy, trying to look for a sweater 5 minutes before this started.
It's cold. It's cold in California now.
I tried to wear like a Lorelai outfit today.
Am I pulling it off at all?
Yes.
I tried. Excellent. My hair is not quite there, but I tried. You guys look great in your half zips. We call those half zips.
This is from the wardrobe department of my new show, by the way.
By the
Sullivan's Crossing.
By yes. the way,
thank you.
What's up, Canada? Why does Canada get it, but we don't?
Yeah, I was about to ask the same thing.
So I don't know how much I can say.
Oh.
But yes, the Canadian premiere is March 19th. That's a Sunday evening. And I'm actually going to be up in Toronto for that.
For a premiere.
Toronto Comic Con, but then I'm staying Monday to do press for the new show, for Sullivan's Crossing.
Why is it not here yet?
Well, I don't know how much I can say.
You just said that.
But all I can say is U.S. Fans will be pleased soon.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know
you.
If I can
all
say
right,
that. I just probably got in a lot of trouble. But
no, say that
I'm
because
getting
I was
in trouble.
That's better news than I thought you were in. Okay, great.
Yeah,
so,
but I just don't know any details, and I don't know the whens and the wherefores and the whys.
That's wonderful. We'll take what you said.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Mm-hmm. My tea's ready. I'm ready to start.
Yeah, my water's sitting in the cup.
Watered?
It's watered. And why don't we start synopsizing with the best synopsizer in the business, Danielle Romo. Go ahead, Danielle.
All right, season 4, episode 21, Last Week Fights, This Week's Tights, air date May 11th, 2004. It's Liz and TJ's wedding day, and Luke is feeling a bit nervous bringing Lorelai along, and makes another move at the end of the night. Miss Kim starts to make amends with Lane and visits her apartment. Rory, Jess, and Dean's triangle continues as Jess makes a last minute plea to be with her while Dean saves Rory from a bad date.
Well, I got to tell you, my first thought on this episode was how much TJ and Liz, my sister, Kathleen Wilhoit, bring to this show.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, they're just such a great couple together.
Yeah, that's a great
point. It's like they're as good together as Lorelai and Luke are good together.
No, that's actually 100% not true.
You think that TJ and Liz are better together?
No.
This is what you're saying.
I think they're excellent.
Right.
Yeah.
But that is, no.
They balance each other.
I think they're a great.
They're not even close.
But I think they're a great, loving, comedic couple that's grounded in the real. And that's why I love to watch them.
And she's great, but especially him.
I think they're both just like, man, they're both powerhouses.
The vows in this
great.
Episode. The where what? He's like, the vows, where he just goes, I wrote something down, but I forgot
There's no pocket.
Wait a minute. But yes, but the great comedic moment, of this entire episode was when TJ was looking off. And he'd done his vows, and then he was looking off, and then it was her turn, and Ted Rooney said, and what do you have to say, Liz? And she goes, TJ, and he goes, what? He flips his head around, what?
Wait, I don't want to correct you, but it was not Ted Rooney, it's the troubadour.
No, that was Ted Rooney, it wasn't the troubadour.
Ted Rooney said it? I thought the troubadour is doing
the
ceremony.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. Okay. It's the other troubadour. It's not Ted Rooney. What's his name?
Gruber Allen.
Right. Dave I was going to say Allen. Yeah. But yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you for the correction. But it wasn't Grantley Buffalo. It wasn't Grantley Phillips. It was the other one.
No, yes. It was the other. It's the second troubadour.
Michael DeLuise planned that. Because you have to be looking away and then whip the head around. I mean, talk about funny. Oh, God. Yeah. I was drinking tea and I spit it out of my mouth when he did the what?
Wait, so what's your overall thoughts on the episode?
This is the biggest and best episode I've seen. It is, all of these themes are playing out and we see how these relationships are really beginning to blossom, especially Luke and Lorelai. And I think it's a huge moment. And they took 4 years to do it. And I think it was brilliant to do it over a 4-year period. And
4 years.
It's like this rumbling of the earth. And
it doesn't seem like it, 4 years. It went fast.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just such a, oh man.
This season felt like we really fast forward through everything. I think that's why, Amy, like this season alone just went from like 0 to 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because we were so eager to get to the next episode. Right.
Yeah.
It was like time just sped up and like, let's get to the next one. Cause they're just better and better and better. And it's like every time you think they can't outdo themselves, they do.
You have to give credit to like, cause it's, you know, remember Moonlighting and like every show, will they, won't they, what, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to give credit to them because I think they timed it really perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
they didn't make us wait forever.
Right.
It's not too soon. It's like, okay, like we're ready. They're ready. That's why it's so effortless.
Right. Yeah. But they gave it a lot of cover too, with multiple storylines and multiple great characters. So it didn't feel like, you know, I knew fans were waiting for it and they wanted it, but it wasn't to the point where it was this irritation where they were bothered by it.
It's almost like, it's almost the B storyline, because you could argue that Rory was like really her storyline is so dramatic,
right?
Whereas yours,
I feel like
is
that
so
needs to
chill.
Be its own separate episode, like the whole Rory element of this.
Oh, yeah,
there's a lot,
yes, there's so much. So, okay, so here's our question: do we go in chronological order or do we break down each storyline? Should we stick? We'll go with chronological.
Go chronological, yeah. Okay. Let's, because
we won't rush.
No, we have to take our time with this because there's a lot. Lot to go through. And who's not popping their collar anymore? I'd like to know what happened. Okay, good. Now
it was
I didn't even know what was, something was wrong in the force field. It was weird.
Oh my God. So at first did anybody else have the moment you see Miss Patty and then you're like, who's that lady?
Yeah.
We open up to like a lady we don't know who we find out was Chrissy, I think. And then Kirk's so mad.
That's my wife, by the way.
Stop! First of all, I knew she was coming.
Your real wife?
That's my real life wife.
Wait, yeah.
She was on an episode?
Uh-huh.
Is she only in this one?
She did another one. She did another one too, I think.
I knew this.
Oh, she was in the Netflix thing too.
I knew she was in it, but I didn't know. When can we interview her?
Oh, you want to interview her?
Yes.
Sure.
1000%. Can you ask her if she can be our guest next week?
Yes.
One of our
She'd
guests.
Love it. Yeah.
can you not?
I know.
On?
Can you not be here?
Call doctor.
I'm being usurped. It's fine. Let her do the work.
Oh my God. That's amazing. I knew she was coming, but I didn't realize. Anyway, yeah, so crazy.
Wait, that's hilarious, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm not over it.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were not married at the time?
No.
But she was
your
girlfriend?
Yes. She was, she was probably 24 at that point.
Did you get her the job or did she get the job totally on her own?
No, she went in and earned it, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
But Amy knew her and liked her look and liked her personality.
Well, she's adorable.
Yeah, she really is. And... they offered it to her and she was thrilled.
Now, does she play Chrissy again or does she play a different character?
I don't know that she did another episode. I don't know.
Oh, not till the Netflix.
I think the Netflix was the second time, yeah. There was
Which one?
I don't know because I haven't seen them. I saw her work.
Oh.
You know, I saw the clip.
I'm trying to decide. Should we analyze her performance right now or do we wait till we have her on?
Let's wait.
Maybe. Let's wait. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I give her 10 out of 10.
I have an idea. I think we do two
10 out of 10 Lukes.
I do a two-parter. I was going to say 10. I think we should do half the interview is Scott interviewing her. The other half is us interviewing her.
I love it.
I like it.
So good. She's adorable. But anyway, I was like, who's this lady? Yeah. Turns out it's Chrissy.
This lady.
Because she got like a very prominent, I mean, we like opened on her.
Opened on her and Miss Patty. Yeah.
Did you know she was coming in this episode?
I did
or
not.
When you were watching, were you like,
no, no, no. I was in the media room and I shouted out, hey, you're on. Because Nikki was doing homework and she was in there.
Oh my God. We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Did you recognize her immediately?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not only can she make HelloFresh tacos, but she is a star.
Yeah. She hasn't changed that much in 20 years.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, yeah, it was, I yelled it out. Hey, you're on, babe. She comes running.
We like
in.
Her, but Kirk doesn't like her.
No. Well, you know, Kirk can take a long walk off a short pier. You know what I mean?
I like how Lorelai acknowledged, like, what's Kirk mad about? He has like 45 jobs.
Finally, yeah, somebody acknowledges it. So it's sort of a wink and a nod. That was a good opening.
Yeah.
Lorelai's all fancy.
Yeah.
But no shoes. Did you see she was not wearing shoes?
Oh, really?
No. I don't know if it was because she didn't want to be wearing shoes. I don't know if I saw it right. Wait, Jackie, is there any chance you can bring it up? It's right at the beginning so we can see if I'm right. They didn't really show her feet, but I thought I saw no shoes. Okay, back her up. Okay, let it go for a minute. So we see Kirk. God, it's so different when you watch it on the computer.
Oh my God.
There's your wife. She has amazing hair. Oh my God.
She really does.
Wow. First of all, Maypole. We need to talk about a Maypole. Okay, here she comes. All right, so we're watching Lorelai in her fancy dress with her purse and her great hair yelling to Kirk. And then in a minute, she sort of walks. And I could have sworn she's wearing no shoes. Now, they could have been like skin-colored shoes, but... Okay, hold on.
No, I wasn't...
Everybody listening, bear with us. Okay, there we go.
Oh, you're right.
No,
flip-flops. Flip-flops, yeah.
She's wearing flip-flops. I bet you that's for one of two reasons. She's so tall, she can't wear heels on that grass.
I think they were giving her feet a rest.
Yeah,
probably. Just like some days.
Now let's see what she's wearing here. If she switched her shoes, hold on. Do we see? Oh, okay.
No, I don't think this goes to.
So we never get to know. All right. No. Well, that was the opening scene, and then we see Jess with the book.
I saw Jess on the screen, I just gave this emoji in my notes. Just love him so much, and him reading the book. I was like, "Oh,
is You're Not Alone sweet. A real book?"
I don't know.
Should be if it's not, because it's really helped out two very prominent fictional characters.
You Are Not Alone by Greer Hendricks. Don't know if it's the same.
I don't think that's it.
That's a novel. It's not the same.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of books with that title. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So, if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So then we get to the radishes. Who likes a radish?
I like a radish.
I do.
I like a nice crunchy radish. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or in like a soup.
Oh, in a soup. Did anybody radishes are good. Sandwich lately or a chicken chow mein sandwich?
Probably not a bad choice.
Oh, Jackie gave radishes tacos. A shout out on tacos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good call.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they're fighting. What do y'all think?
I mean, it's another day.
Yeah. When they were arguing if a radish was small enough to put up their baby's nose. And then they were like, we're going to get him and find out. It's like, no.
Oh, my God. I more did enjoy Jack LaLanne. Alive or not? Because I do that. And was he alive at the time? I don't think he is now.
I think he was.
Yeah. He was alive at the time.
Jack LaLanne. He was famous for that onesie zip up. He had a zip up onesie.
Totally.
Remember that?
He had some good workout garb.
And didn't he pull a boat behind him with his teeth or something like that?
Yeah, he did something crazy.
Yeah, he did something like that.
He did something crazy.
A fitness.
So
fitness
then we
guy.
Get on the phone, which I really don't mind these phone calls. they don't bother me, but she talks about the J word and the Jessometer. Like, mm-hmm. Should she tell? That whole back and forth. And then did you guys notice the horse right away?
Right away. Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. Why is there a horse in at the inn?
Right like, away. I didn't...
And so that was sort of a over-the-top but funny bit.
Right, but it's violating ridiculous so many funny. Building codes.
Dude, I mean, that thing's going to poop.
Yeah, right.
The fact that Michelle and Suki are just like, yeah. The horse.
Yeah. That's when they're all, oh, now that we have this rule, okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you walked into a bed and breakfast, and you saw a horse in the dining room, what would you do? Would you turn around and walk away?
Yeah, I mean, they're not officially open. Why is the horse in there? Did we get that?
I thought it was maybe for the Renaissance wedding, but then she didn't. You know, she didn't pull up on a horse. I was expecting that to be Liz's horse or something, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
No, but the horse lives outside.
Yes.
Is it in the dining room?
They don't occupy bed and breakfast.
I do like that she was doing decor touches. I mean, we're getting ready to open up. She's doing some decor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm big into decor. Okay. So then we kind of go from the phone call to Rory, and it's sort of goodbye to all the roommates.
And she also told us in the other scene that she has a final on a Saturday. And I'm like trying to understand why.
I have
you
had
have?
A yeah. So I think it was my senior year. I took a Saturday class because I had no option. I had to get it for my credit. And because it was a Saturday class, I had to take the final on a Saturday.
Oh. Awful.
Yeah. So actually, it was funny because when she said that, I'm like, I thought I was the only one who had to do that, but I lived at home. So, you know, but yeah. I've had a Saturday final before.
And then Lorelai tells Rory that Jess is in town.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what they're talking about, the J word. And does she want to know every time she sees him? And then they do that sort of banter. If you see him this, then I don't need to know, but if you see him here, which is fine. So then Glenn's got a hot date.
Glenn delivers again. Glenn with the comedy highlight again. The guy's magic. He says, it's 12 years. She's 12. It's a picture of when she was 12 years old. Don't judge me. And then he goes, like, tries to get the straw in his mouth. Come on. The guy was doing, he was busy comedic actor, jamming in a lot of comedic stuff in a very short period of time, and he pulled it all off.
He's great.
He's great.
I love Tana. Tana and her and boyfriend. Chester Fleet. Chester doing only, Fleet. He could only talk in like
cliches,
lingo.
Cliches.
Cliches. Wait.
That's pretty good.
I can't even think of a cliche. It'd be really hard. What is a cliche? Like, I mean, not what is a cliche, but what is a can anybody, like, if you had to think of one right now on the spot?
No, that's hard.
A bird in the feather. Like, is that a
right,
cliche?
A bird in the hand is worth is two in the bush. Whatever that means.
I said a bird in the
A bird in the feather is worth two in the crook. What?
I can never get them right. Yeah. Oh, I've been corrected. Someone said that's an idiom.
That's an idiom. Okay. Hmm. A cliche. All right, you're right. A cliche would be something like, I don't know, somebody being Captain Obvious.
Oh.
All the time.
Well, now I'm looking up.
Oh, all that glitters is not gold is an example of a cliche. Oh.
Is plenty of fish in the sea.
Hmm?
I guess plenty of fish in the sea is one.
Right. Don't cry over spilled milk. The calm before the storm.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
But to come up
laughter's
with that
the best medicine.
To come up with that in conversation on the spot impossible. Is so hard.
Better yeah. late than never.
There's no I in team.
But there's me.
Men are like buses. There's another one coming in 5 minutes. Don't worry about it.
I think I'm going to miss Janet and Tana if we're not going to be living with them next year.
Did you really like Janet's line where she said when Paris hugged her, that sad hug? That was unrequited hug. Unrequited and Janet says, but hug. I only say that to people I like.
I thought my favorite Paris line is Tana's got her, like, you know, collage of photos. I would be honored if you would sign it. I'll honor you. I'll honor you. Nobody thought that was
But she's not in it.
I just thought the fake signing was so fake.
Well, you're talking about Paris signing? Fake signing?
Yeah, she. I didn't think so. You think they didn't actually put pen?
I watch it again. Like, literally,
is like, it just like
I wish
air?
I had a pen? No, like Rory, like, just touches it. I'm like, that's not a signature.
Is it worse
she does this.
It's worse than fake eating.
It was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
That's funny.
What shall we do?
Well. And then we get the whole point. Rory doesn't have a boyfriend. Yeah. We get it.
She's busy studying. Who's got time for all that?
And also, she's like coming off of like some major relationships.
Breakup. Yeah.
Like, give the girl a break. Let her.
She's in college. Be single.
Let her live. Then I did think it was funny that Paris gives her Asher's
son. Leonard.
Is it son or it's Asher's son?
Son, yeah.
Divorce son's info. Like, and that the kids don't even know he's getting divorced. The whole thing was just like, oh,
but she's
God.
On her way to England, right? She's on her way to Oxford.
Yeah. With Asher. Mm,
yeah. Off she goes.
Off she goes. So there's that. So then we go to Mrs. Kim. Although I noticed they call her Miss Kim.
I always call her Mrs. Kim, but
I thought Lorelai called her Miss Kim, and I was
It's Mrs. Kim. It's always been Mrs. Kim.
I agree, but can we fact check that?
Sure.
Play that scene, Jackie, because I swear I wrote down.
Nobody's under oath here. We're not going to get jailed,
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. What?
Because we're really deep diving this episode, so we need.
Yeah,
to
we need to. We need to really be sure that Lorelai called her Miss. Here we go.
We probably can't hear the audio.
So forward
though.
It.
Just heads up.
Can Jackie?
Yeah, Jackie can, but I don't think we can.
So way back, Jackie, way back. Back it up.
Like back scene it up three.
Yeah. Yeah, 7 minutes in. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Right after this. Right
there you go.
There you go.
Back her up. Tell us if she says Miss Kim. Dun. Sorry, I'm eating an orange while we look.
Oh,
back it up. Back
it
up.
We have subtitles, though.
Yeah, we have subtitles. Back her up. Okay, let her fly.
I like Rory's hair this episode.
I thought the same thing. Agreed. I was like, "Is it? Did she cut it again?" Like that's what I was thinking the whole time.
It looks a little longer. It's nice.
There, boom.
It's Miss Kim.
She said Miss Kim.
M-I-S-S.
Hmm. I think that was a mistake.
Hmm. Flag on the play. Flag on the play.
I don't like to be eagle ears, but
I mean that's why we have this video review so that we can redo the play.
What's it called when they do it in football?
Automatic replay.
We have that.
Replay.
A joke? Just let them play.
Review the tape.
Human being, hey, guess what? Human beings get things wrong sometime and they get upset. So let's just let the game unfold like that.
So who liked the knocker, the big knockers? She's all, I get it. I know double entendre.
Yeah, that was like a.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, so far.
Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson like big knockers? Is that what she said?
And when she's like, I've been in this country long enough for like.
Right, I get a double entendre. Then, who was befuddled by the what I thought was a chicken oven? We go into the diner and I'm like, is this a new chicken rotisserie?
Like all the fryers or
but
whatever?
Wait a minute. I really, hang on. Let's go back to Mrs. Kim.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like the fact that Lorelai stood her ground and said,
totally.
Go connect with your daughter. I'm not your mailman.
Yeah.
I agree.
That was great bit of humanizing, human beinging. Yeah. You know, that Lorelai dropped on.
I think
on
it
her.
Was fine, like, in the very beginning when Lorelai helped her out. Like, yeah, I'll take whatever you want. But I think now it's getting like, all right, you should talk to your daughter. Right. I think Lorelai is, like, pushing that on her. Yeah.
Because she sees how miserable.
Well, and Lorelai's a baller. She's like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. Right.
She's like.
Go connect with. Go,
good note. Sorry, I forgot that.
Yeah. No. It's okay. But I just thought it was a nice moment. For Lorelai.
Yeah, Lorelai's rad, and she's right.
She kind of is, and that's one of the takeaways for me from this episode is how helpful Lorelai is, and how she's not a busybody in the fact that she's in everybody's business. She's just there to help. Mm-hmm. She does. She helps a lot of people.
So does Luke.
He does.
Right. The eggs for Kirk. They're both doing it all the time.
But she's more out there. You know, she's mobile. She's out there with the whole town. He's kind of locked down, chained to his diner.
I think he does it quite a lot.
I think it's that town's, you know, that's the DNA of that small town anyway, right?
So we get to one of my favorite scenes of this episode, which is the bachelorette party.
In the diner.
And then I realized this chicken rotisserie is for the turkey legs that now Luke is having to do the turkey. Uh-huh.
And Liz's friend was so inappropriate towards Luke.
I know.
Inappropriate. That's Carrie.
That's Carrie, the one that didn't he have a thing with her underneath the bleachers in high school?
She is hot to trot for him.
Yeah. For sure.
Because she comes up to him at the wedding.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's.
May I ask, who's had a turkey leg? Because I would do anything for a turkey leg right now.
I have. They have them at Disneyland all the time.
Really?
It's not walk around Disneyland?
No, they sell it. Like, I've shared it with a friend where we've, like, sat down and, like, ripped it apart. But, like, I can't have more than, like, a couple bites. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's like a turkey.
It intimidates me.
It's like this big. It's huge.
And you don't just, like, you peeled it off.
I've taken, like a fork and just, because it, like, breaks off pretty easily. So I just, like, take a fork and just, like, break it apart.
So where do they get that giant turkey?
I like to hold my Viking sword with it while I eat it.
Easton said it. It's like pretty like oily too. So it's like it drips. Like they put it in this like foil that you like get it in. But I mean I've seen people walking around like full on Disneyland like eating it like that. But
Disneyland is just any type of manners or ability to be clean or beautiful goes out the window the minute you walk in those gates. You're just like you come in. Kind of giving it a good effort. And then you're just like, F it. I'm gross. I don't care.
Walking around eating.
I might get a. I might do it.
Well, talk about a ringing endorsement for that franchise.
Do you want me to get a turkey leg next time I'm there?
You should do their ads.
Send you guys a picture and video, Amy.
I am going to Disneyland in like 2 months. I think I'm gonna do it. Do they have them at California Adventure? I'm going.
Yes. To yeah, I can tell you where.
I'll send you a location. Well, we can go together.
There you go. Just let me know.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Scott, what did you think of the bachelorette party?
I think I was as uncomfortable as he was. I thought it was funny, for sure.
What about the UPS guy who knew it was a stripper?
It took me 2 seconds to realize it's a stripper. And then I was like, ding, ding, ding. And then it just went for it.
Well, so, like, that's how Jess was. So funny. Jess was like, oh, I'm out.
Jess picked up on it before Luke did.
So yeah. Funny. Like, funny moment. Nick is starting to understand what I do for a living.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. So he's seen little snippets of the show because my wife has shown it to him. Like, Nick will ask her a question, like, well, is daddy famous and this kind of thing? Like, why and all that? And,
oh my God, you know, what a funny, people weird at the thing for a kid.
Because people at the school talk about it. And, you know,
what a weird thing for a kid to realize.
So,
oh my God.
So we've been spoon feeding it to him a little bit, you know, over time. And so he's seen a couple of scenes on her phone. And then at the moment that stripper guy starts going, he walks into the media room and he's looking at the screen going, daddy, what's going on here? He's got this expression like, daddy, what's really going on here? What kind
of
a show?
The 200 episodes you could have walked in on.
Get that moment. Oh my God, that's so, what a trip for a kid to realize, like, is my dad's not like every other dad.
Well, I am. I just do a job that...
Well, obviously, but like, you're famous. More, it's not about the acting part. It's the famous part.
It's the other people know you're dead.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're being very careful with it, you know.
Yeah, because it could be kind of weird.
Yeah. Because, you know, nobody's putting on airs over here. You know what I'm saying?
It's almost lucky, and I mean this in the best way, that it has been 20 years. Because imagine if you had him in whatever year we're in, 2004, at the height of this show, and you've got this little guy and everywhere you go,
right,
and every restaurant, everything.
Yeah, I don't, that's got to be tough to handle, you know?
Yeah, your timing is like much better.
I think so. I think you're right. I'm glad he didn't grow up in the business while I was away and on set all the time. You know, I'm very
because
glad
I think for from what I hear, I don't know, but from what I hear, like for young kids, it can be challenging because they're like everywhere they go, they have to stop, and the parent obviously wants to acknowledge the fans and be polite and nice, but the kid's like, can we just
and
hit the merry-go-round? Right,
and that happens when we travel, and he's really good about it to a point. And and then, but I mean, it's just based purely on the fact that I'm, you know, I would not have been able to spend the time that I spend with him now had he been born.
You would have never, you would have seen him like one day a week.
Yeah, I've seen him on Sunday or something.
Yeah.
Because Saturday I would have just slept in and, you know, so.
Yeah.
And it worked out. I spend a lot of time with him and I'm really grateful for that. I love that, you know.
So you want to know my favorite part of this whole stripper? Did you guys notice that the girls in the Haler's ice cream shoppy are watching the stripper?
No, but I noticed the people outside walking in, like looking deep inside, like walking right by.
That's what's so genius to me is like, I want to watch it again, like the whole series, but not watch the main actors, only watch the background because like they're really directing the background actors to participate. Cause I just happened to notice them through that window and it was like, oh, that's hilarious. Anyway, so we go into Dosey's and oh boy, Dean and Jess. And of course Dean had to buy all that stuff for Lindsay and it just is like
and then, of course he said it's for my wife.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? Do you ever go to like Target and you're like, I wonder if the guy is like judging me by what I buy? And like they never do, but this is like the worst case scenario where he's like listing off every single item you purchase.
I am over that now, but I remember being like teenager 20 and being
I don't care now, but I feel like when I like, I'd be like, does this person, or like, sometimes I will say, like, I'll go for one thing and I'm like, I throw in like a bag of candy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this person's like, what's this like random?
First of all, the candy is probably fine. It's the preparation H that you're like, oh God.
No, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, if they see so many different things that you, like, people purchase, they, they're not even fazed by it though. But like,
no, they don't care. They're
Kirk sees like not that many customers a day, I don't think.
He's living for this moment. He's all, and suddenly Kirk did he work at Dosey's before?
Yeah, I think he did.
I had the same thought as you, Amy. I was like, since when does Kirk work at Dosey's?
Or maybe if he didn't, like, I know he does more than once, so maybe this was the first time we see it.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Huh?
Kirk is the Swiss Army knife of that town. He works everywhere. he fits in everywhere.
Yeah, like he's working at Dozy, that he still wanted that job in the first scene.
Right.
So then it's Friday night dinner, which actually cracked me up.
I'm surprised we had one because we didn't last time.
Well, Lorelai was so hilarious.
And I honestly would have been the same way. Like, can you just tell me, Mom, like what is going on?
That's an interesting question. Do you think that Lorelai should just say, Mom, we saw you. We know something's up. What is going on?
Like, yeah.
Why are they so not direct and like fishy weird?
Yeah, that is a little strange. Just,
I think it's also just Lorelai's style.
Yeah.
But she has such a mouth on her. So she'll stand, she'll say to Mrs. Kim, I'm not your mail woman. But yet she can't say to her mom, hey, I know something's up. What's going on?
I think she knows that Emily would kind of like snap at her. That's why.
Yeah, I think.
Or just also not tell her, but you know? That too, so like,
But the lines when Emily says, do you have any boyfriends? Why do you?
And one thing Emily did say that was kind of telling was she said that a lot of Richard's schedule this week has to do with Floyd. I think that was kind of a little like
a little jab. Yeah.
Yeah.
A dig on Digger.
Well, yeah. Dig on Digger's dad, I guess.
I mean, I like that whole scene. Scott, what do you think? I mean, I thought we got really great stuff with the three of them. And then
I'm going to be honest with you here. I was at that point still trying to explain to Nick what he had seen. So I kind of missed the Dosey's grocery scene. I remember seeing it.
Right, but you're still distracted by the UPS guy.
Attention was over here saying it's okay. So
I'm actually glad you mentioned that because that's another thing with this show. Mm-hmm. If for some reason you take a phone call or
you miss a lot,
run to the bathroom, you miss major. It's not a passive show.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like I can do my ironing while I'm watching it, or like. Mm-hmm. But I can't do an email or any of that.
And I didn't know how to pause it to deal with this because I didn't know where the clicker was. And I'm just like, so I'm like, go, you know, I we'll talk about it later. Just go ahead and go back, do your homework, you know, finish
up
your homework.
But I'm not mad about it because I think it's another reason it is so good to watch over and over again.
Yes.
Because think about it. When you watched it in the OG days, maybe we had TiVo, but you weren't like pausing stuff.
I was going to watch it this morning to catch up, but you're never going to believe it. Guess who shows up at the front door right as I'm doing that? A stripper for my wife. And he starts life imitating art. Unbelievable.
I was going to say the UPS guy. Wait, has anybody had a raspberry souffle?
I want to make one. I've never even heard of
Chef Ryder.
Boy, that's an interesting. I did catch that.
Chef Ryder send it to us?
Yeah. Chef Ryder's working on.
As soon as they mentioned that, I started paying attention again. Yeah. I guess I was still hungry.
I mean, that scene was significant because there was a lot of banter between Lorelai and Rory. And then we go to the apartment, which I was happy to be back at the apartment.
Yes, I agree. Because I normally don't like those scenes, but I particularly enjoyed the apartment scenes this episode. Felt like they were pivotal in their relationship.
And the apartment's getting to be more of a home. Like they've got it, like it's got some stuff in it.
I think you're just more comfortable with it. Like it seems familiar.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
This it's a good moment to ask. Maybe I'll only ask Danielle. What do you see of those three living together? If you had to predict right now, like what do you see?
Just three teenagers that are slobs. That's literally what I see.
Sure thing. Scott, what do you think about them? You haven't been fully.
My issue with it is I'm not buying them as teenagers.
Oh, they seem older.
They do.
Well, are they the same age as Lane?
They might be a little older than her.
Because Lane and Rory have to be like 18, 19.
At least. Yeah.
So it's the end of freshman year, so I'm going to go 19.
19. So they could be 20.
Yeah, that's the only thing for me about that. Is it just seems like a different show. It's kind of a little bit off the reservation.
Oh, that's interesting.
But bringing Mrs. Kim into that world definitely helped.
Yes.
I totally agree with you because that felt like a foreign world, and now it feels a little bit more part of Gilmore Girls. Right.
Because you know, Lane we've established, but those other two, it's like, oh, this is new energy, and we don't spend a lot of time with these guys. And
really,
you know, you're right. Bringing Mrs. Kim into that situation is kind of splitting
up the phone bill, though. I don't know if you guys are the right age because you were like at home. We used to have to do that. Highlight mine. Like that was totally real. You're like, because you would have long distance calls and they could be like $11 or something. I don't know. It's totally. Anyway. So I laughed. We go back to the dorm and Rory's got the lemonade.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Also,
a funky monkey?
That is so gross. All the alcohol just dumped into one.
I know,
bowl.
But that's what you do in college. I remember going to a college party and there just being like an ice chest and they're like, that's the drink of the day. You get a Red Solo cup, you put your cup in there, and you're like, okay. No idea what's in it. No idea.
But the fact that it's called jungle drinking alone.
I thought it was a funky monkey. Didn't she call it a funky monkey?
She did. She did. Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was hilarious. She's like drinking it because she doesn't really drink other than like on spring break.
Yeah. She's sort of sipping it.
Like
even at like Friday night dinner, they don't offer her anything. Do they? Like,
oh,
wine?
Just still Diet Coke or Coke or whatever.
That's right.
So anyway, we meet Graham Sullivan, and I had higher hopes for Graham.
Me
Sullivan.
Too. Yeah. When we first met Graham, I was like, cutie, I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Yeah, it was let down.
Oh, it was very short-lived.
And I liked how he was confident.
Me too. And that Emily, you know, like knew of him and, you know, since he was in diapers or whatever. Like I liked it.
Yeah, but Rory's dance card is filled. You know, there's no room for anybody else to start orbiting that. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
As we do see.
But that was for everybody. That was Teddy Dunn, who went on to Veronica Mars. I think he was like pretty major in Veronica Mars. Anyway, so then my scene. Hello, Luke, polishing your shoes. Looking good.
TJ calling you out, saying you're nervous.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Luke was nervous?
For sure.
Of course.
Nervous, excited. Not nervous and like dread. Like, right. Like nervous as in like he's like very, very excited for the date. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was hilarious about the full length mirror. I need to look at my bottom half. That guy is hilarious.
He's hilarious. He's just hilarious. He's so comfortable in his body.
First of all, oh my God. That scene was so good because he shouts out the Queer Eye guys and the old polish. But then, I think we've talked about this before. Sharing deodorant is disgusting.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
And Jess immediately throws it away. Uh-huh. Like, it's so gross.
That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, God. So then.
That dog won't hunt.
That is, it's gross. Then we see Lorelai. She looked so cool.
So cool. With her little flower crown.
The flower crown was amazing.
Yeah.
So Scott, what are you thinking now? Like, what are you feeling as you're seeing them? Like, they're now on this date.
Yeah, it is. It's an actual date. You can't hide that. And they're both, I don't know. You know what I kept thinking during this scene and throughout the episode is how gall darn good Lauren and I are together.
I know.
It's just like, that is a match made in heaven. I mean, I got really lucky that she played Lorelai because that is just, it was so easy and she's so good and she looked so beautiful and did you see how she was face acting?
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Her face acting was outstanding.
Same with yours.
Yeah, but
both of you, face acting is phenomenal.
But just when you watch it again, watch her eyes. Watch the feelings and the emotions and the thoughts that she's experiencing. And it's all coming out on her face. And it's just
unbelievable.
It is. I mean, it's unbelievable. She looked more radiant in those scenes than she's ever looked in this whole series.
But also you. Like, you do realize that, right? Like,
I agree, Danielle.
You were, like, illuminating this episode. Like, there was, like, a beam coming off of
and
you.
And face acting.
But the thing is here's the thing that I think we both realized as actors approaching the scene is that we could now relax a little bit. It's like, there was always all this tension and anticipation and frustration.
Like it was a build-up to this moment.
Right. And now we can just let it breathe and relax and enjoy this moment and really make it. And that, I think, is the soul of romance. So it was wonderful to watch these two people that weren't talking anymore. They were dancing and they were looking at each other and smiling. And there's nothing more powerful. You know?
There's face acting right from here, right from the time the date sort of begins. Because then basically you guys kind of get to your seats and then you get accosted by Carrie. Is that a power suit? You know, that whole to-do. And then Lorelai goes to save the day because Liz's dress is ripped. I thought there was sort of like Danielle said, sort of like a, like the whole time from that moment. Mm-hmm. Even when you have your little tiff mm-hmm. about the book or whatever, it's like, I don't know. There was just something about the yeah. two of you.
And also separately too, though, like the scene we were just talking about where you're getting ready, like that Luke was shining in his own thing. And then when Lorelai was helping Liz with the dress and Liz is like, you're going to make a great wife one day. Like just like those two scenes kind of back to back.
Right.
Like led up to what we ultimately got.
Right.
Well,
right,
even the laughing. Right. We're getting ahead of ourselves. So
you know what? Let me just say this one thing. Can I just say this one thing?
Of course.
Hey, everybody. Sure. It's Scott Patterson. I am All In Podcast. We're going to do part two of episode 21, season four. And we're going to just sort of continue on with this because there's a lot to go over here. So
we're not even close, guys. We're not even close.
So we might do a three-parter. Who the heck knows? We keep rambling. Anyway, so continue, ladies and gentlemen. Continue. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.